According to search committee spokeswoman Arlene Burns, an avalanche apparently swept Fowler down Ganyun Peak, a mountain near the Tibetan border. A search party found his partially covered body near dusk on Wednesday, but Boskov was not tethered to him. Burns says the search will continue for the world-class climber.
But we assume with great high probability that this same avalanche also was what hit Chris. The prospect of survivability is most likely low.
Burns says an incoming storm may delay efforts to find Boskov. She says one positive outcome of this ordeal has been the birth of a new program called ClimAid, formed by a nonprofit group called Mountain Fund.
What we're trying to do is to create a database and an infrastructure so that anyone that's going climbing can register their itinerary, can have all of the details that are pertinent. So I think this might be one of the legacies that Charlie and Chris will leave, which could actually really save many lives in the future.
Initial search efforts were hampered by not knowing Fowler and Boskov's exact itinerary across southwestern China. Boskov is considered one of the world's foremost high-altitude climbers, having scaled Mount Everest twice among other high peaks. She was due back in the U.S. on December 4th. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.